Assalamu alaikum. I'm Hajar, and this is Home in His Mercy, where faith meets reflection and every step toward Allah is honored. Gentle, honest, and rooted in strength, this is the journey home. It has been a couple weeks since the last episode, and I just had to apologize. Life has been life, and it's been prom season, so I've been running around helping out with all of that stuff, going to prom send-offs, and just did not have the time to record. But alhamdulillah, we're back to it. And I think this is a great topic to get us back into our weekly episodes. So I just want to start off with a disclaimer. So today we're going to be talking about forgiveness. Forgive, but don't necessarily forget, right? I'm not saying somebody does you wrong, you forgive them, and then you open yourself up for that same thing to happen again and again and again because you're forgiven. No, even the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that a believer is not stung from the same hole twice. You know, so you have to learn from those experiences. Something happened to you, somebody does you wrong, yeah, you could forgive them, but you'll be more cautious around them the next time, right? So, oh man, I feel like I have such an intimate relationship with forgiveness. And I guess I could talk about my experience and kind of break it down into three stages of forgiveness that I had to go through in my own life. So the first stage that I had to go through was obviously asking Allah for forgiveness. And for everything that I'm talking about, it's about the situation that happened between me and my daughter's father. So first things first, I had to ask Allah for forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive me for even being in that situation. You know, nothing was right about it. And it took me a long time to really, I guess, trust and believe that Allah had forgiven me, because I had got into those thoughts of disbelief, right? Where I felt like, this is too bad. What I did was too bad for Allah to forgive me. But, you know, that's kufar. That's kufar. Because how dare you think anything you've done is just too much for Allah to forgive? Right? Nothing is greater than Allah. Nothing is bigger than Allah. So once I started to learn that these are not thoughts of a believer, it made it a little bit easier for me to trust that, oh yeah, Allah has forgiven me. He forgave me the first time I asked. Now I've probably asked about 100 times by now, but the very first time I asked for forgiveness, with that sincere intention that I would never return to this, Allah had forgiven me. And so after that, you know, I had to forgive myself. Because even when I had come to terms with Allah's forgiven me, I'm good, I still hadn't forgave myself. I still had this, if I had done this different, I woulda, shoulda, coulda. But you know, that wasn't my reality at that point. I did what I did. What happened, and now I'm in the position that I'm in. And it took me a long time to finally be able to show myself enough grace to forgive myself. I would, for a long time, when I'm just laying in bed, I would be crying to Allah. Yeah, Allah, please help me forgive myself. You know, take this pain from me. Take this hurt from me. I don't want to feel like this no more, ya Allah. I'm tired. And so it was Ramadan of 2024. And it was Tahajjud. I was praying Tahajjud. And I can remember I'm in sujood and I'm just crying. I mean, tears all on the prayer mat. My nose is running. I'm almost choking because, like, you know, I got my head down on the ground, so everything is just right in my face. It feels like, and I'm just begging Allah. I'm like, yo, Allah, please, please take this weight off my shoulders. I can't take it no more. Yeah, Allah, I'm suffering because I just can't forgive myself. It's like I'm begging and pleading. And so I finished Tahajjud, and Fajr maybe came in and maybe 15 or 20 minutes. So I just laid down on the prayer mat and closed my eyes for a little bit. And when the adhan went off on my phone for Fajr, it was like, I can't even explain properly what I felt. But the adhan went off and it just seemed so surreal. And I was kind of asleep, and as I was waking up and my eyes are open and everything just felt bright. Like, if you think about on the movies where people wake up on an exam table or something and it's bright, it's just super bright. That's what it felt like. And I felt so light. Like, literally, a weight had been removed off of me. It felt like if I stood up, I would just float away. That's how light I felt. And it was so bright in the room. And I can remember just thinking, like, this is it. You know, I finally forgave myself. Yeah, Allah literally took that weight off of my shoulders. And I prayed Fajr, and I just felt like a brand new person. Alhamdulillah. But I don't know. I can't tell you, you know. Of course, I did, like, therapy and counseling to help me navigate my feelings and stuff. But it wasn't until I was in Tahajjud. And, you know, Tahajjud is a arrow that doesn't miss its target, right? It wasn't until I was in Tahajjud and tears running, nose running, choking, crying, begging, pleading to my Lord that I was able to find that peace. So after that, now we get into the third stage of forgiveness. And this is when I had to forgive my child's father. Everything that happened, I won't get into everything, but, and I feel like this came in two phases for me. Because it was one day that I was just like, you know what? Three phases, I'm sorry. The first was right after everything happened. I was like, okay, yalla, I forgive him because I do not want to see this person in the akhirah. You know, I don't want to see this person on the other side. Because for us, you know, we believe that on the day of judgment, on the day of Qiyam, it's going to be a point in time where if any disputes have not been settled in this life, they're going to be settled in the next. And yeah, Allah, I forgive this person because not only do I not want to see him again in this life, I don't even want to see him in the next life. I don't want him to be the thing that's, you know, stopping me from just going straight to Jannah. Yeah, Allah, when I tell you I never want to see this person again, not in the dunya and not in the akhirah. So that was the first phase of me forgiving. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying I forgive him, but in my heart, I truly don't forgive him. You know, it's like I'm forgiven out of spite, if that makes sense. So the next phase of that was, it was just one day. And I'm like, you know what? I think I forgive him. So it was like a silent forgiveness, you know, right? In my mind, in my heart, I'm like, okay, yeah, I do think I actually forgive him. And then the final step to that was actually on my daughter's birthday this year. I called him. And this took me having to work through being able to humble myself. So, and I had to realize that, look, you was an active participant in that relationship. And while you did not deserve what happened to you at all, you weren't the best person. You know, you had your own shortcomings. So I had to learn to humble myself to that reality that I'm not perfect. So on her birthday, I called him and just laid everything out there. Like, look, you know, I forgive you. I forgive you for the sake of Allah. You know, I forgive you for everything that happened. And let me be the one to apologize for what I did wrong. Because the last impression you had of me was not the person that I am now. You know, but before, I always tell people, before I was a crash out, you know, yelling, screaming, upset, just, you know, just completely different from who I am now. Like, I sometimes think about things that I did before and I'm like, man, I can't even believe this. I was doing stuff like that. So, you know, let me apologize for who I was before, because that's not who I am anymore. And I realized that I was not the best person in a relationship. I was so immature. And while that did not warrant what happened to me in the end, I do want to apologize, you know, for it. And, you know, I told him it's no ill will, no bad feelings towards you. You know, I forgive you. And that was like, it felt like the stamp in the book. Like, okay, yeah, she's done with this, you know, this little section of her life. She's successfully completed it. That's my relationship with forgiveness. I had to ask Allah for forgiveness. I had to forgive myself. And then I had to forgive the other person. You know, I've also had situations that, while I'm not an active participant, it still affected me. And I've had to forgive those people, you know, who don't even know that I had to forgive them, but I had to forgive them. Like, I think about the treatment of the women in my family by the men in my family. And while I could never truly know the pain of the women I love the most, you know, when my grandmas and my mama and my sister hurt, I hurt too. And it's such a hard position to be in, because it's like, well, I love these men. These men are dear to me as well, but I don't know, the relationship between me and my mother and me and my grandmas, me and my sister, well, I won't say it's greater, but I think you all get the gist. And it's like, okay, I wasn't an active participant. It's not like they were doing that to me, but the pain they caused them, it's like I felt a bit of that pain, but I had to silently forgive them. And it's hard, you know. Sometimes I look at people and I look at them and I'm like, you hurt my loved one so much. You're also my loved one, but you hurt my loved one so much. And I had to tell myself, like, you had to forgive for the sake of Allah. And I just think, if I left a space in my heart for all the people I deserve to hate, for all the people that I had a right to hate, there will be nowhere left for love. There'll be no more space for love. So I forgive for the sake of Allah. Because I love for Allah. You know, and I want to have my heart be open to love for the sake of Allah, to receive love for the sake of Allah. And I love for Allah to forgive me. So how can I be someone who holds grudges and who hates when I'm constantly begging and asking Allah to forgive me? You know, because I am a Muslim and because I trust in my Lord, alhamdulillah, I'm able to forgive. If I wasn't Muslim, oh man, I would have so many grudges. It would be like my heart would be fully black. But because I'm Muslim, because I believe in Allah's mercy and Allah's grace, you know, I have a duty to be merciful and graceful to other people. I have a duty to forgive for the sake of Allah. I have a duty to love others for the sake of Allah. And I think that's another big thing of forgiveness, you know, especially with the people you love. I try not to look at people like, I love you because you're you. You know, I love you because you're my mom, or my dad, or, well, that is true. I love you for the sake of Allah. Because even if you work on my nerves and right now I can't stand you, it's not, I don't love you because of you. I love you for the sake of Allah. So if I love you for the sake of Allah, how can I stop loving you just because you made me mad? How can I stop loving you just because you owe me some money? Or how can I stop loving you just because you hurt somebody so near and dear to me? I love you for the sake of Allah. And therefore, I forgive you for the sake of Allah. Like I said in my disclaimer, don't forget, you know. You forgive someone, but you don't have to forget. It's if we forget all the pain that others caused us, we would never learn to put up the boundaries that we would need to protect ourselves against others' harm. But to forgive and to be patient in the face of adversity and to be patient when you're enduring harm from other people, I mean, I can't even fathom Allah not rewarding us highly for that. So, forgive, keep your heart open to love and to Allah's blessings and Allah's reward. And keep your heart open to one day being able to alleviate the weight that's on you. Because, I mean, holding grudges, it weighs you down. I used to say it doesn't weigh me down. You know, I just act like the person never existed and I'm fine. But that's a lie. Holding grudges is a heavy burden. It's a heavy burden to carry. And you know, if you can alleviate yourself from that burden, then alhamdulillah. This is a shorter episode than I usually do. But I hope that I got my point across. And inshallah, make dua for me. And I'll do the same for you all. Assalamu alaikum.